February 1968. Once my leg had healed, I returned to Ben Fook as the 5th Battalion Artillery Liaison Officer, in charge of the four companies' forward observers. Lieutenant Colonel Eric Antilla had taken command of the battalion. He was a quiet officer in his 40s, a post-World War II Army draftee who'd later graduated from West Point. Since then, he'd earned a graduate degree in nuclear physics and was working on his Ph.D. I'd never met an intellect of Antilla's caliber, but he also proved to be a brave and decisive combat leader. "Franks," he greeted me that first morning at battalion headquarters on the far side of the Ben Fook Ville. There was a leather-bound collection of poetry on his bookshelf and a handful of small prints that I vaguely recognized as French Impressionist paintings on the rough plank walls. "What do they call you, Tommy or Tom?" he asked. "Usually Tom, sir." He smiled. "Okay, Tom. They say you know something about fire support." He leafed through the brown folder of my personnel file. "And your artillery battalion commander, Bob Deermeyer, calls you a young hero. What do you think of that?" "Well, sir," I began, my face growing hot under the six-month tan, "I just do my job." "Tom, courage is our job. We're responsible to set the example for our soldiers." 5-0, the voice sounded in my right earphone. "Rainbow 4, say again your target coordinates." The man speaking in my left earphone was Iron Horse 6, one of the battalion's company commanders. His unit was in heavy contact down in the smoking string of houses, factories, and warehouses bunched along the south bank of the Kendoy Canal. With a May sun pouring through the little chopper's plastic bubble, even at 1,200 feet, the cramped cockpit was an oven. Lieutenant Colonel Eric Antilla and I...